Knoxville, this is the G.I. Jake Show, featuring Brett Hollander, Marcus Young, and your host, the unfiltered, unscripted, loose cannon of Knoxville sports radio, Jake Miller. The G.I. Jake Show starts now on Fan Run Radio.
Welcome in to the G.I. Jake Show right here on Fan Run Radio, live in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Jake Miller, Brett Hollander, Marcus Young, intern Jack. Guys, what the hell happened last night?
What are you talking about?
Why are we dropping a midweek game to Lipscomb? To Lipscomb.
Certainly wasn't expected. You got off to a pretty good start, that's for sure.
And then you go up 4-1. Mm-hmm. And then you fall apart.
Yeah.
You fall apart.
And you played a lot of your guys.
Yeah.
The lineup was almost all your regulars, it seemed like. You know,
I mean, Christian Moore, Blake Burke, Billy Amick, Dylan Dreiling, Old Dean Curley, Reese Chapman, Kavaris Tears finally came in, Cannon Peebles. What are we doing? What are we doing? Why? Why was this a thing?
That was a... pitching wasn't very good and hitting went quiet. So normally you get one or the other, you know, hitting on all cylinders. So, yeah, maybe we're looking ahead to the big series starting tomorrow.
I mean, that's the thing is you can't look ahead. You have to focus on the task at hand. Lipscomb was 16-26 coming into this game. Tennessee was 37-7. There is absolutely no reason as to why we should have lost this game. Period. No excuse.
Lipscomb did make the regionals last year.
I don't care if they made the regional last year. That was last year.
What's their record now? What did you say?
It's 16-27 now. They were 16-26 going into this.
Yuck.
What are we doing?
That's why I feel like I can't get into college baseball. Like, if you're just the regular season, doesn't matter if games like that happen. Like,
and I know weird stuff happens in baseball. That's just the way of the land. It's the way of the sport. It happens, but golly, not like that. Not like that.
That'd be like dropping one of those, you know, SCS games in football or a basketball game versus Nashville or something like that, isn't it? Or
who did we lose to in an exhibition game under Pearl? Was it LMU?
Might have been. I can't remember.
Which, granted, LMU had one of the best Division II basketball teams at the time, but still, no excuse. Absolutely no excuse. Lipscomb had 9 runs on 11 hits. Tennessee had 6 runs off of 10 hits. No errors were committed by either team, at least accounted for. I'll be honest, I didn't really watch this game.
You wouldn't think you have to.
No, that's the thing, is I didn't think I would have to.
I wasn't able to see a single pitch either.
So meanwhile, while I'm over here trying to test out golf clubs, mm-hmm. I get a notification, hey, we're losing. Mm. I'm sorry, what? I'm sorry, what? I go out and I start hitting in the bay.
Yeah.
With a club that I really wasn't confident in hitting. Turns out that was the best club I'd hit in my entire little session that I had.
Mm-hmm.
I look down, there it is. What are we doing? What are we doing?
Yeah.
Well, someone please tell me what we're doing. I don't even know what I'm doing. I forgot to put the restream up. Therefore, nobody's watching us on Twitter or Facebook or.
And see how Butch Jones mad you are right now.
Twitch or Hulu.
Oh, man.
That was just awful. That was awful. Downright terrible. Should not have happened. No excuse. No excuse whatsoever. Brett, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing pretty good. Another late night of, you know, playoffs for me and all that. Went better than the night before. So, but yeah, I'm here. So, shocked as you are about that baseball game. But other than that, doing good.
Marcus.
I don't like how you made that noise right before you came to me. That was kind of...
That was a sip of Celsius that hit your lips is what it was, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Marcus, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing all right. Had some decent hockey. I was right on all the hockey notes for my bet yesterday. Mm-hmm. The Avalanche finished that series out, as did the Hurricane.
Is it true that Bally Sports like completely went off the air during the middle of the Preds game?
I'll be honest with you. I only watched part of the game, and then I fell asleep.
So one of my buddies in Nashville, one of my fraternity brothers, had actually posted a picture. Apparently, Bally Sports like cut the feed mid-game because they're experiencing issues. And basically, Xfinity pulled the plug right in the middle of the Preds game. It's like, sorry, you cannot watch this event. Bally Sports is not available. They're going through whatever. Is that the biggest failed experiment?
I'll be honest too. I watched the game on whatever it came on, like TNT or TBS or whatever it was on last night. But I think the issue was more the Braves game, right? I know people probably watched it on Bally just to get the local, but yeah, that's the first time it's happened though, right? Since
pretty much.
I mean, it's pretty wild. I mean, what exactly happened? They just turned off the game while people were trying to watch?
Pretty much. That's exactly what happened. Mm. The question of the day. Actually, Jack, we need to get your initial thoughts on the show. Jack, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing great. Yeah, that NBA playoff game, Sixers-Knicks, that was one of the best games I've ever watched in my life. And then the Cavs-Magic was also pretty good. What'd you say, Marcus?
Ever?
It's up there, dude. I mean, fantastic finish, just back and forth the entire game. I loved it. And then, yeah, Cavs-Magic was also a really good game. Pacers, what are we doing? Loss to the Bucks. That was embarrassing. Glad to see the Preds got the win to keep the series alive. And then, yeah, losing to Lipscomb, finding out that this morning is wild. Does that actually worry you guys for the postseason, or is it like an NBA regular season game where it's like, who cares? Like, it's just a game.
I'm probably overreacting.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I am probably very much overreacting to this, but at the same time.
We've experienced this before, though.
Well, yeah, we went up to Smokies Park and lost Tennessee Tech in a wooden bat game. That was stupid.
I mean, they beat us the last couple of seasons, right? Like, didn't they beat us last year as well, and then we broke a streak against them?
I don't
finally
think,
this year. Maybe I'm wrong on that. I don't know.
So it happens consistently somewhat, and there's no
It's a weird sport, man.
Yeah.
It's a weird sport. Some days you're just not hitting the ball well.
Yeah.
Thing is, we had 10 hits. We left a lot of runners on base. A lot of runners were left on base.
Yeah, it looks like we didn't hit well with runners in scoring position. You know, some of your bullpen guys didn't pitch really well.
I was going to say, no way you're supposed to give up 9 runs to Lipscomb.
Yeah, just looking at the kind of the box score here, it looks like just some of our, you know, not really, you know, your best pitchers, but, you know, still you don't expect them to get hit that hard versus Lipscomb.
Question of the day. If you were to add one food vendor to Neyland Stadium or Thompson Bowling Arena, what would it be? And when I say food vendor, I mean restaurants, whether that be fast food, sit down, whatever it may be. What is one that you would add to Neyland Stadium? Brett, let's start with you.
You just put me on the spot like that.
Sure. What do you normally eat? What would you like to see at Neyland Stadium?
I mean, I'm always getting Petros when I go there, so I love that already. Mm-hmm. Man, just, you know, just your good outdoor food, I guess, like a burger. Or, you know, I don't mind the idea of going and sitting down either, and just enjoying a meal.
Oh, I'm not talking about like they actually set up chairs and stuff.
I thought you said restaurant.
No, well, it can be, but I mean, you got to take the food back to your seat.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm probably doing a burger, you know, something like that, French fries. Chips.
So like a McDonald's.
Hopefully a little better than that. You know.
Like a Steak and Shake almost.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you. Marcus, what would you add?
What's even in, because I haven't been in Neyland in forever, so what's even there?
You got a Petros, you got some nasty pizza.
Papa John's. Yeah.
Yeah, nasty Papa John's, some nachos, some smoky dogs.
Nachos.
Cold nachos.
Probably the best chicken alive, which would be Popeyes.
That's a good idea.
That's actually not a bad idea at all. Jack?
Yeah. Just take a bucket of chicken back to your seat.
Absolutely.
I
would.
Low-key Bojangles sounds fire. Just have the box. Mm-hmm. Get your biscuit, fries, and chicken. Mm. That sounds
fire. On a quick side note, speaking of food, when was the last time you went to Crystal's?
Don't worry about it, Marcus.
No, I need to know. This is important.
Oh.
It's not about you. It's just about in general.
So there's kind of a tradition that started with my girlfriend and her dad. Mm-hmm. So we let her drive separate, right?
Mm-hmm.
That way he and I can go to Crystal's and get a sack full of Crystal's. That happened Saturday. Friday.
Have you noticed the price change?
Yes.
You were going to bring this up to me?
What happened?
Well, I went to Crystal's a few days ago, and I just didn't think about it until now, I guess. I was frustrated. I think I blocked it out of my memory. I'm a big boy.
Yeah.
That happens. And if I ever go to Crystal's, it's usually because I haven't eaten at all that day. And I'm like, oh, I need to
first
make up for
it.
It's the first meal of the day. It's 10 o'clock at night.
And, right.
You know, I got to make up for lost time. Mm-hmm. So I'll do a sack full because, you know, 12 can, you know, fill you up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do that with cheese, just like a dollar extra.
And I think everybody in here has at least finished off a sack full before.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Maybe, I don't know.
Everybody in here has eaten a sack full.
The price change made it. So if you buy a sack full of cheese,
mm-hmm.
it's like $20.
Yeah.
That's insane.
How much is that an increase? I don't know.
Like
how
before,
much.
Dude, it used to be like $10.
Well, more recently, the last time I'd gone before then, it was like $15.
So even, sack full's 12
even,
little burgers, right?
Yeah, even 15 was like, man, that's a lot. But, you know, I'm getting 12 crystals. It's practically roughly like a dollar
each.
And
it doesn't come with fries or anything, does it?
No.
It's just 12 burgers.
I'm paying $20 for 12 mini burgers.
No, you just get a sack full.
And I'm just adding cheese to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot I want to know. Why are we raising the price, Crystal? You don't have competition for your mini burgers. Is that why? Do I need to call White Castle and have them come to Knoxville?
No. White Castle's garbage.
Well, maybe it'll force them to go cheaper.
I mean, the thing, like, that was going to be my answer. I want to see Crystal.
I don't know if I want Crystal now after what they've done.
I mean, I would be the guy because, you know, there's always going to be that one guy if we had a Crystal in Neyland Stadium that would grab a sack full, take it back to his seat, and smell like onions for the rest of the game.
Well, I do know.
Yeah, there it is. Crystal sack full, 12 of them, $18.19.
But then you got to add cheese.
If you add cheese, it's a dollar.
Yeah.
And that doesn't include the tax.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what was even more frustrating was when I got there at the time, it was like 10 o'clock, and it was a long line, and I was already getting people behind me, and I was like, well, I'm already here.
Jack, have you ever had Crystal?
Oh, yeah.
You like Crystal?
Yeah. Not for $20, though.
Definitely not for 20.
So what you're saying is the best deal we're going to get is we're going to have to get a steamer pack, which includes 24 of them.
A steamer pack? Wow.
Yeah.
I don't even see that on the menu. Is that just something you called it?
No, dude. It comes like in a big old box.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Each of us gets 6?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just giving, look at the pictures. The pictures are just so many burgers.
See, I'm all about it, man. Like, I am all
They're
about
delicious,
it.
They're delicious, but I don't think I'd get 12 down.
Oh, buddy.
I feel like that's just asking for trouble.
But if you have a couple of beers and you can take on anything. All right, that's a proven fact.
Jake turns into Joey Chestnut.
After 2 beers?
Yeah. With a bag of crystals in front of him.
Do you enjoy them or just like?
No, I enjoy.
Is it like one bite and you're done?
No, I enjoy them. I thought about even one time like getting a bowl of chili and like dipping the crystal in the chili.
Wow.
I love chili.
Just a caller agreeing. Like they were just letting me know that they were talking about the prices of crystal. They're like, I can't go to crystal anymore.
Are they still on the line?
No.
Ah.
They just called
they
in
just,
to say that.
They just, you know, sharing, passing along the information of their, you know, crystal as well. It's insane to think that a fast food place is keeping people from wanting to go to Crystal anymore because it's too expensive.
Matthew in Dallas says a Crystal Sunriser separates the men from the boys. Well
is
played.
Is that the breakfast one? Sunrise?
Yeah. So it's like...
never woke it up early
it's
enough.
It's like sausage, egg, and cheese. It's really good. It's really good.
Never woke up early enough for a Crystal.
They'll make you one.
Breakfast.
Even at 10 o'clock at night?
Oh, dude, yeah.
So they got breakfast on the menu all day.
I mean... If you tell them to make you something at Crystal, they're going to make it for you. I've walked in there at 8 a.m. before mm-hmm. and said, I need a sack full of Crystals with cheese, no mustard. And it got to the point, it was when we were at the old station, the one right down the road over on Western. And it got to the point where I'd walk in on a Saturday morning and they would know what I wanted. And the lady would look at me and be like, oh, don't worry, Jake. We'll get it done right quick for you. All right.
I don't think I ever want to be a first name basis at a fast food place.
Welcome in, Jake.
Jake!
I've had that happen before.
Oh, God, it'd be like Norm off of Cheers. Walks in the bar. Hey, everybody. Norm!
It's like when you go in Great Clips for a haircut. So, welcome to Great Clips. Every time.
Or when you go to Moe's. Welcome to Moe's! Yeah.
So if you're on a first name basis.
I've been recognized once at a fast food place, like, because they were like, oh, it's you, kind of thing. I'm like, no, I'm never coming back here. I don't need you. I don't need you recognizing me. I'll find the other store 10 miles down
my
the
addiction.
Road.
My
addiction. No, they'll take care of you there.
No, I don't want to be recognized.
They'll take care of you there. Like, there was a thing for a minute where I would go to Crystal at least twice a week.
I'll be recognized
get a sack full.
At a regular restaurant or a bar. Mm-hmm. But if I'm getting recognized at a fast food place or a gas station for food, a gas station's not that bad because, you know, if you have to get, if it's local and you're getting gas there and all kinds of things.
Foster says, where I live, we have White Castle, and the box is called a Crave Case. And when I was a real fat ass, I could damn near kill a Crave Case. Not real proud of it, to be honest. Foster, we salute you. Stay with us. The G.I. Jake Show marches on right here on Fan Run Radio. Here on the G.I. Jake Show right here on Fan Run Radio. Pleased to be joined by the Fan Run OG, Sammy Kincaid. Sammy, what's up?
Hey, you guys. How you doing this morning?
Living the dream. We're having a debate on which fast food restaurant you would put in Neyland Stadium if you had the option.
Ooh. So, I'm not the biggest fast food person, but if I am going to go to fast food, it's really two extremes. And I really like to blame Knoxville for, I had a love for this place before living in Knoxville, but every single Friday night when I was doing high school football, after I would get done with the high school football, so I would go to Crystal's.
Yes! Yes! Oh, my God. Woo! Sammy's on board with Crystal. That's two votes for Crystal.
Just because you come on his show. You
did somebody else really say Crystal?
Oh, it's Jake's favorite.
That's Jake's place. That's his second home.
Yeah.
Sammy, no joke. When I would go to the one on Western right down from the old station, it got to the point, because you know they'll make them for you at any time of the day. I would stroll in at 8 a.m. on a Saturday, and it got to the point we knew each other, like me and the lady at the counter, on a first name basis, and she just put the order in. She's like, it'll be this. I'm like, all right, here's my card. I was taken care of.
That's wild. I've never seen you so excited.
I am thrilled right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness. Sammy, what in the world happened to our baseball team last night? Of course, Tennessee losing the game to Lipscomb 9-3, leaving a lot of runners on base, and it just seemed like, I don't know, it was like we were just kind of lagging, like loafing almost through the entire game. Number one, did you get a chance to watch the game? And number two, what was your takeaway from it?
I did not get to watch the game. I got home from work a little bit later than planned on yesterday, so I didn't get to watch the game. And then as soon as I got home was when the Preds game was coming on, so I turned that on. But some of these midweek games, it's going to happen. It's games that you should win, but you're so focused right now on that SEC slate, you're gonna end up trying to give some of your guys a break, you know. So you're gonna have some slip ups, but leaving that many on base, like you said, that's tough to see, because you should win games like that. That's a tough one to swallow, but it happens. I don't think it's anything that's going to determine how the rest of the season, how they finish out. I think that they're still going to be fine. I think it was just a midweek slip up.
And that's just kind of the takeaway that I think everybody's got right now. Because when you look at the chart, guys that are normally hitting the ball, Dean Curley, Christian Moore, going 0-for-4 last night. And of course, you know, Billy Amick's going to do his thing. He is 3-of-5. Mm-hmm. Blake Burke was 2-of-4. Kavaris Tears comes in, does nothing. And it was just, I don't know, overall, I would just say frustrating. is the best way to describe what happened last night.
Yeah, no, it's frustrating. But again, I think it's just, you got guys that are, they're going to have to, their bodies have to take a rest. And so that's what the midweek games are for. That's why you don't schedule the biggest opponent during the midweek, because you want to be able to give those guys some rest. And so, yes, it's disappointing, but I really don't think it's the worst loss they could have possibly had.
And then, of course, you got the series coming up starting tomorrow in Gainesville against Florida. And, of course, we finally get a game on a proper channel. Tennessee going to be on ESPN2 tomorrow at 7 o'clock, so everybody should be able to watch that game unless we have a blackout like we did with Bally Sports last night during the Preds game for some of the guys in the Mid-State. I know a lot of my fraternity brothers were very upset about that. But looking forward to the Florida series, what do you expect Tennessee to do this weekend? Because I'm sitting here in my mind thinking right now, you know, that's a tough place, you know, to go down there and play regardless of what sport it is. Just because, I mean, there's a climate difference between Knoxville, Tennessee and Gainesville, Florida for one. And number two, it's just anytime you see that blue and orange, it I don't know what it is with Tennessee, but it almost just strikes fear into you when you see those two colors. It doesn't matter if you were even born during the run that they had against us in football. Like, it's
Jake,
just a
I'm a little disappointed in you right now. It strikes fear. It strikes fear. You shouldn't be scared. Don't strike fear into you.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing as Kentucky with Tennessee football. Anytime they see the power T on the side of the helmet, they just get scared and they don't know what to do. Anytime Tennessee sees the Gator script or that ugly mascot, we just don't know what to do.
Yeah, no, it really doesn't matter what talent is on the field whenever – you're playing Florida. Whenever it's a rivalry game, you're going to have tensions are going to be high. And like I said, take all the skill off the field or off the table, because it's really going to be who can stay more focused during the game is going to be who ends up winning those rivalry games, and not let that rivalry hype get too much into your head. It really becomes more of a mental game than a physical game. And I think that it's a quick turn from last night's game. And so you got to be able to figure out, okay, was it our bodies that were just too tired and needed a rest? What can we do better to make sure we're not leaving those guys on base again and get things back on track? Because I think it will be different because, like I said, whenever you're looking at these SEC games, that's where your focus tends to be. It doesn't tend to be on those midweek games. The midweek games, you're just hoping to get through them with a win and that everyone's healthy to get to the conference play. So I think it'll be a good series. Hopefully it's a series that Tennessee ends up sweeping again. But I think it's going to be definitely a mental game, especially going down to Gainesville. Not an easy place to play, like you said, in any sport. So hopefully it's a good game.
Sammy, you said you got home in time to watch the Preds, so I'm only assuming you've watched the first six games. Did you get to go to a play? Did you go to any of the games when they were in Nashville over the weekend?
This is a touchy subject for me right now. So I did have tickets to Sunday's game, but I also host a jewelry show for Jewelry TV, which is right there in Knoxville. And I got offered the tickets last minute, so I couldn't go. Mm. I was heartbroken because I had to stick to my prior commitments and do the jewelry show Sunday night. But I do have tickets for Friday's game, so I will be going to Friday's game, and I am absolutely pumped.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously they bounced back because Sunday was pretty demoralizing. You know, I was wondering how they'd come out.
I'm hoping now in hindsight. I'm hoping in hindsight it's a better choice now.
I guess I'll just keep it simple. What are your thoughts so far of the series? Obviously, getting a win last night after that tough loss on Sunday, but any other thoughts you had on the series so far?
Well, especially last night, defense was on point. I mean, it was through the first period, I want to say total, it was only like 20 shots on goal between both teams. So, I mean, I feel like defense was really strong for both teams last night, and to be able to – I was – texting a friend that he hosts a pregame and postgame show for the Preds, and I asked him what does it feel like there? Because the atmosphere on TV, it just looked absolutely insane. And I was like, there's no way they pull this off. The atmosphere is absolutely crazy. So the fact that they were able to stay dialed in and the defense was as strong as it was last night, I think that was played a huge part in the win and something that they really needed to be strong on after giving up the game the way they did on Sunday. I mean, that was a tough one. Talk about a tough pill to swallow. That was that was rough. So they really needed to come out strong defensively, and I think that they did that last night, and that's why they were able to come out with the win.
It's funny you mentioned. I'm trying to find my way to Game 6. I didn't want to try to buy tickets to 3 or 4 because I felt like I'd be a bad luck, but now I want to go to 6. So I'm glad that someone's going to get to go. I don't know if I'm going to go that way or not because I'm nervous. I get nervous when I go to those games because I feel like every time I go, they struggle. So I might have to stay away from that one.
Yeah, please stay away from Bridgestone Arena if that's the case.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, you know, they've won in the playoffs when I've been there. I was there for the Chicago Game 3 when Fiala scored that overtime goal. So I have some success, but that's also been a while. So, you know, that's 2017. Moving over to basketball, the Vols obviously picked up a couple guys in the transfer portal, I believe, since we last spoke. As I have donned him, King Felix out of Ohio State. Obviously, Igor Milicic, if I can say his name right, picked him up. There's obviously still some guys that they're looking at to add to this team. When you look at what they've already added to this point, especially after losing Adu, Awaka, and the guys who are leaving, obviously, from graduation, do you feel pretty confident in what Rick Barnes has brought in so far and what he hopes to bring further?
Yeah, no, I think that. I mean, that's all a part of it is. I mean, every time we've talked about the transfer portal, like, there's going to be a lot of movement. There's still going to be movement. And I don't think that they're done. And so he's been successful so far with his portal pickup. So I got faith. I got trust in him that he knows what he's doing. And he knows the players that he's lost and the talent he's going to have to replace. And not just replace, but you got to try to bring in somebody that can one up that talent too. So he knows the expectations. And I think they'll be fine. I think that there is still work to be done though on the portal and bringing in maybe a couple more guys.
Yeah. I'm getting more and more excited, you know, seeing how to me, there were a lot of people obviously that had concerns about Rick Barnes's ability to bring in portal guys, because before Dalton Connect, none of them really worked. And, you know, it was nothing against those guys. It just, for whatever reason, just didn't click. And, you know, part of me wonders if the Dalton Connect experience maybe helped figure things out for Rick Barnes and the coaching staff to know what they need to look for to maybe – you can't fully replicate the success that Dalton did, but, you know, Igor looks really good. Felix is a defensive guy that they really – like enjoy having a part of their offensive game. I mean, he had 83, I think it was, blocks last year as a sophomore for Ohio State, which would have been a record for Tennessee. So it looks like they're finding the pieces that they like. And it, to me, I'm starting to think that they're finding the type of guys that they feel will be successful in that Dalton Connect type of thread.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm looking at their stats right now. And I mean, with Igor, you also, I mean, he's a decent shooter, shooting almost 40% from behind the arc and almost 50 from the field. So, I mean, he got a decent shooter in him, and he's got some size to him. With both of those guys, you got some size, which is great to bring in both of them. And I think this is the name you were having a hard time, Darlin Stone.
Darlin Stone, yeah.
And he's another one that they've brought in, and talk about putting up some points, averaging 17.5 per game last season. That's some offensive production that the team needs. So I think that he's done well in the portal, and I think with Connect last year, that showed that he was finding a groove in the portal, and he found somebody that could really be a good fit for Tennessee, and hopefully that carries on to this next season. And I think it will. He's proved himself as a coach. So like I said, I got faith, I got trust, but I think that I want to see, I see 6'10", 6'11", that's some height, but I want to see somebody in the sevens. Let's get a little bit more height to the roster. That's what I want to see.
No, that's fair. And then finally for me, obviously a couple days ago, Candace Parker had announced her retirement from the WNBA. For me, it feels weird. It feels like it wasn't that long ago that I was getting an autograph from her when she was a Lady Vol on the court at Thompson Bowling, and now she is retired as one of the, not only just one of the greats for the Lady Vols, but Hall of Famer for the WNBA. Does it almost feel weird to you at this point? Just, it feels like time has just flown by, and it feels like she could have played for years in my mind, and she still feels like she just got there for me.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. I want to say, was it 08 she was drafted to the WNBA? Mm-hmm. It's crazy how fast time has flown by. I would have been a junior in high school, not to age, but it's crazy to think how much time has gone by so quickly. And I think that's a sign of us getting old. I think that's like the first sign whenever you start saying things like that. At least that's what I've been told. And it's wild to think, though, that she's retiring. But I love following her on social media. She has the sweetest family. So I'm happy for her that she's retiring, I'm sure. I mean, how many years is that playing professionally? Let's do some math right now. I can do this. 15? 15 years?
Roughly, yeah. 15, yes.
16 playing professionally. That's a lot of wear and tear on your body. So to now get to be home, spend time with your family and little one, I think that I'm happy for her that she gets to do that.
Hey, Sammy, you know we got to talk about your Dolphins. You picked up some edge pieces to help fill the gap with Christian Wilkins leaving, and obviously you picked up some receivers, and obviously the big name, Jalen Wright. He's probably going to be the third string running back, but super exciting to get him. How'd you feel about the draft overall?
I loved it. Whenever I saw them take Jalen, I was so excited to get another Tennessee guy on there, because we had a few for a while. Mm-hmm. So it was good to see a Tennessee guy get added to the roster. But that's were exactly what I wanted. I got exactly what I wanted, what I told you guys last week. I wanted some... as it starts up front, and that being the first round pick, that made me happy. So I was very pleased with the draft, and hopefully getting some defensive guys, and like you said, got some offensive weapons as well. So hopefully, I think that they did well. But what I'm going to be more curious in is how Tua bonds with those offensive guys during the off season, because that's what it's going to come down to later on in the season, down the stretch, whenever every team faces adversity, every team faces injuries. So how is he going to be able to respond better this year than last year whenever that happens, and be able to play with some of those second or third string guys? Because you're not always going to have your number one. So that's what I'm going to be more interested in this offseason, is now you got some pieces to play with. So how do you utilize that and make sure that you're – one whole team, one whole unit, and not just the ones, the twos, the threes.
Good stuff, Sammy. And you have solidified yourself as the best guest on the G.I. Jake Show with your take on what we should put in Nealon. Sorry about it, Rusty. Sorry about it, Jake Crane. Sorry about it, everybody else. Sammy has moved in to the number one spot solely because of that and great sports analysis, by the way.
Sammy, I honestly think that might be the highest honor I've ever received.
Sammy, thank you so much for hopping on with us. Tell us where to find you on Twitter.
I keep it real simple. It's just my name, Sammy Kincaid, SammyKincaid.
That is Sammy Kincaid, the Fan Run OG. Thank you so much for hopping on, Sammy. We'll talk soon.
All right. Bye, guys. Have a good day.
That is Sammy Kincaid, the Fan Run OG, making her weekly appearance here on the G.I. Jake Show. Stay with us. Final segment of hour number one coming up right here on Fan Run Radio.
Ever been the coach who...
Final segment of hour number one right here on the G.I. Jake Show. It's Fan Run Radio. Getting some feedback. Getting some feedback on what fast food restaurant should go in Neyland Stadium.
Anything sticking out?
Cookout was one that we didn't mention.
Cookout, okay.
Had a couple mentions for Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
Pals.
Pals, wow.
Yeah.
Be a greasy mess in the stands.
Be a bunch of greasy hands.
It is good, though, I will say.
Local barbecue place.
Oh.
Jimmy John's. Could you imagine eating a cold sandwich?
Yeah, at a game. A sandwich at a game is...
I mean, a burger is technically a sandwich.
Oh, we starting this?
Yeah. No. Wait, what did you say?
I said a burger is technically a sandwich.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, so, I mean...
Well, it's the...
The bread. The bread's the key, yeah.
And the meat inside of it, yeah.
Yeah.
What would be the worst thing they could put in?
The worst?
Yes. Because, I mean, I love a good steak.
They already have the worst in there.
Who?
Petros.
What? Oh,
come on, Marcus.
Are you serious?
I'm being completely honest.
You just don't like, you don't like chili? Is that the problem? You don't like chili?
There we go. So here's the thing about chili that I have a problem with. It's easy to make, fair. And it's not that expensive.
You can drink it, Marcus.
Wait, that's gross.
That's gross.
So I've had it way too much growing up. I can't eat chili anymore. I can't stand it. It doesn't matter if it's on the hot dog. It doesn't matter if it's on.
And
the
you can put I can't a eat lot chili. Of different things in there to make it taste even better.
And honestly, I've had Petros before.
Yeah.
And it didn't impress me much. But yeah, I don't like chilies. Wow. I don't like chilies.
It should tell you how good it is. It's in
Neyland
Stadium.
I don't like chili.
It's in the stadium. That's how good it is.
Also, do you like think about this too? Do you really want people eating chili next to you at a game? What does chili typically do to somebody?
I mean, yeah, it affects you. You might have to get up.
You might smell.
Couple times.
You're gonna smell a little.
But
bit.
I wonder how long has Petra's been in Neyland?
A long time.
I mean, I don't remember any issues with. Fans and
did you sit next to somebody that had it?
Not necessarily.
Yeah,
but
there you go.
I mean,
so you don't. You didn't have
I
to.
I feel like you got
it.
Other things to worry about now with the alcohol sales and everything else in there.
Chili. I'd rather deal with that.
Have a beer spilled on you?
I'd rather deal with somebody who can't handle his beer than deal with somebody who has filled themselves up with some chili.
I mean, you do run the risk of someone vomiting on you.
Vomiting.
Yeah.
Sorry,
that's a tough take, though. It's not to just come out and flatly say you don't like it. That's a bit harsh to Petros.
I don't do chili anymore, and Petros, I think, is overrated.
Okay.
Even if I was a chili guy.
Petros Clint says overrated. Marcus is a sack full of dumbass.
That's 20 bucks worth.
I'll take that.
I've never heard that before.
But I was thinking, like, some other things, too. It's like, could you imagine if they sold steaks in Neyland?
I mean, ooh. One, it'd be impossible to do, but...
Oh, it would be impossible. How are you going to cut them?
No, you could.
How did I not think of this?
You're not going to get a steak knife at Neyland Stadium. They're going to give you a little plastic knife. And
what, if they what if they
saw
already, what if it's already anything. Sliced for you, though?
If anybody
had... just, like...
Pre-sliced?
I mean...
What are we,
you
children?
Get, no. A tenderloin or whatever, you know, that you slice. You can just eat it with your hands. You don't even have to worry about a fork. I don't know.
You know what? I don't know how I didn't think about this. The clear answer.
The clear of not, okay, what is it?
Soup. Get some Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Moose says it'd be $100 for a steak.
True. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, you know, Lucky Charms.
So soup or cereal or?
The same thing.
Same thing.
Oh, yeah. Here we are. We've already gotten in trouble once for throwing mustard. Could you imagine if we started throwing cereal? All that milk be flying through the air?
Could be beautiful.
Buddy, it would look like the Indy 500
could
at Neyland Stadium.
I could see cereal being at the stadium, though.
No, that's a terrible idea.
Get the little box.
Can you get like this? I can't think of the word. You just go through it and you got, just put your cup under there or whatever you want, kind of like a soda machine, I guess.
Yeah.
You just
cup of soup.
Just pick what you want.
Buddy, it's Neyland Stadium, not the Holiday Inn.
I'm sorry. You can eat cereal or soup at any time of the day.
No.
Anywhere you want.
Not at a football game,
could
Marcus.
Could you eat hibachi at the, like, gets a plate of rice?
That'd be a lot.
Yeah,
all that rice flying through the air. Yeah.
Well, you could say that about any food. If we're going to throw anything, you could say you're going to throw chili. People could throw chili. You could literally throw anything if we're going to use that example.
Marcus, hopefully we're not throwing anything.
Marcus, I'm imagining you and me right now. You ever seen that episode of SpongeBob where they're hiding in the chili trying to get Ms. Puff out of jail? That's what you and I would look like if they started throwing chili.
I think I would feel... Hiding in chili? I don't know if I remember. I think I would feel sick to my stomach if I was in a vat of chili hiding. I think I'd get claustrophobic and you know...
Houston got me on this Twitter page. It's called Foodie Scran. And it's basically people take pictures of, like, stadium food. And it's mainly in, like, Europe at soccer games. And it's either looks delicious or it's the worst thing you've ever seen. And they tell you how much it is and just all these different places in Europe that they eat this gross food or good food. But it's a great – we've got on a tangent about it, like, during breaks when I was doing the show with them. And it was unbelievable. This, you'll have to look into it, but it's unbelievable some of the foods that – you know, we're blessed sometimes over here with some of the food we get at stadiums.
Oh, we really are. I mean, the fact of the matter is we can get ice in our drinks too. But, I mean, something else that just got mentioned, what if there was just like a specialized hot dog stand? Like instead of just, you know, having the plain hot dog or like the smoky brat, whatever, like you go to the hot dog stand and you could do like different toppings like pulled pork and like barbecue sauce and cheese and onions and all that.
Like look at this. Look at this one I just sent you. Very first one that pops up.
Ooh. Ooh. That is pretty.
You wouldn't eat that, though, would you?
Oh, I would definitely eat that.
A pizza dog?
Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
And the good thing is, like, they're using, like, the good hot dogs, like the big ones. Mm-hmm. Like the big hot dogs.
Like, but it's, like, in a calzone. Like, could you...
But it's a beef hot dog.
I know, but it's in a calzone.
I don't care.
That just makes it sound better.
The Brett, thing is, if it's a beef hot dog, it's going to be good. Not one of them cheap boiled wieners that you buy at a gas station.
Oh, man, something's... Dudes on here are just hilarious.
We've literally spent an hour talking about food.
It's the question of the day, right?
It's the question of the day, but we've literally spent an hour
talking
about food.
You got to talk about the good and bad, you know. And I think it's been great.
Every last one of us needs to go to some sort of retreat for eating so damn much.
I don't even eat that much. But
whoa. what are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say that every last one of us is thinking too much about food.
First of all, I didn't even bring up food today.
Marcus, we all know you got boxes of soup at your crib.
Yeah, I do got boxes of soup. What do you want from me?
At your crib?
Yeah. Yeah, right in between the railing.
Every room.
Right below the, you know, I even got like the Lucky Charms dangling right above it.
My goodness.
Little Tony the Tiger plushie.
He just opens up his drawer in his nightstand, just reaches in, grabs out a handful of Lucky Charms.
Well, if you don't do it with milk, then it's just cereal, obviously. So if I'm just reaching in and grabbing it like it's trail mix, then it's just cereal. It's when you add the milk.
It's when you add the milk. That's your defense?
Have you ever tried throwing in, just out of curiosity, throwing like chocolate milk with a cereal that isn't chocolate just to see if it tastes weird or if not? Have you ever
I don't
that?
Eat cereal.
I don't like chocolate.
Yeah, I'm not a big chocolate guy either.
What?
I like dark chocolate.
What?
And the cacao.
You don't like chocolate?
I like cacao. I don't like chocolate.
You don't like chocolate?
Nah, man.
I don't think he stuttered, Marcus. You don't have to keep asking.
Tell him, Brett. Brett the Jet.
We're getting into this. How do you not like chocolate?
My mom had too much when I was
finally
in the
they're going against each other.
What? Your mom
it's
had
bitter.
Too much.
It's bitter. It's not good.
What?
It's just not
so you just never like chocolate?
No.
Reese's?
No.
Kit Kats?
No.
Snickers?
I'll yam on some Reese's.
That's more Hershey's? Peanut butter than
You do s'mores?
Reese's is more peanut butter, is it not?
Huh?
Is it more peanut butter? Reese's?
It's chocolate and peanut butter.
I don't like peanut butter either.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of peanut butter either.
I do love Reese's. I love peanut
butter. You don't
butter.
Like peanut butter?
Bro. Peanut butter
smells
like,
so bad.
Yeah, dude. Brett's on my side.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So, Brett, tell him.
You have a
like
problem
making a PB&J for my daughter.
You got a
or
problem
wife.
With.
Oh, my gosh. I can't do it.
Washington Carver?
Who?
No. The guy who invented it?
Sorry, I don't do my research on peanut butter.
Good Lord. Ryan, you know, I celebrate him during Black History Month. That's sorry.
Of course.
I do love peanut butter.
Peanut butter and chocolate? You hate peanut butter and chocolate.
Yeah, they're both nasty.
Have you ever tried it?
Yeah, I've tried them, of course.
When was the last time you had chocolate?
Probably not that long ago. It's just bitter.
So, do you every so often just try it? Maybe I'll feel differently about it.
My girlfriend loves forcing me to try it. Yeah. Because she's like, oh, you'll like it this time, and it's disgusting every single time.
Same with peanut butter?
Yeah. I mean, just you just got to smell it. You just got to smell it, and you're like, oh, not good? All right.
Jack, we might agree on a lot of things, but this...
This is definitely not one
of
those.
This is the first thing I think you've disagreed on.
I know, and I'm heartbroken. How am I supposed to get him Reese cups just for, you know, being around?
Oh, man.
Hey, the Celtics suck, so...
Turning your mic off.
Hour number one of the books, hour number two of the G.I. Jake Show coming up right here on Fan Run Radio.